Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Saturday, I hope. I have you for 2 hours today. Honored that you're with us. We're broadcasting into 160 cities even now, 53 countries as well. You've made us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that. We know why you're listening. The reason is because we're premising our conversation off of the Word of God, which brings about resolve to every issue of our life, as well as the Constitution, which just shows us our responsibility and obligations before God and man, if kept, to bring about the resolve. So with that, again, we appreciate your listenership and your viewership. If you want to check us out online, you can do so. You can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the top of that page and subscribe to SOL Radio Live, SOL Radio Live on the top of that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. P.S., if you want to know who we are, we want you to judge us by what we have done, the fruit that we have bore, Matthew 7, 16 through 20. Please go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have been doing for the last 25 years. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check out our schedule, we're going to be in Minnesota in April a couple times. We got some events coming up in Arkansas, Oklahoma. We're working on the East Coast. That's up and coming in April as well. So we got three dates in April on top of what we're doing here. And we're also hoping to solidify the Florida date. It's been like watching paint dry working with some people. And, you know, folks, the more you get into this, the more you understand why things don't get done. Is because people understand that there's a warfare that goes with everything that you do. It's like pushing Zion forward over the top of the hill. People have to understand that once you start it, you have to see it all the way through. And that brings to my aide Hudson Taylor, the famous missionary to China, who had said that every single work of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. That's what we're seeing right now with Florida. So when that date transpires, we'll let you know. But if you'd like to take the time, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And check out our schedule. We've got a lot of events up and coming in the next 3 months. We also have Michigan in the works, as a matter of fact. That will be in the month of June. So with all that said, friends, again, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go over to our store. You can go over to our membership. You can go over to our contact. You can go over to our schedule. Everything is over there for you to find. So again, with that said, if you want to call in, please do. You can stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. I want to highlight something before we get going full blown metal to the pedal, and I'm talking about all the content that I mean to cover here over the next couple hours, because I got a lot to get caught up on, and I'll do my best to do so concerning what's happening in your backyard. But I do want to say this: there's a lot of for those that listen to me and watch this all the time, I get a couple hundred emails a day from outsources, people I don't know. And I've reiterated the point to you, and I want you to listen carefully to me, okay? The propaganda that we don't get our emails from what you would call the left that doesn't lawfully exist. We get them from the right. One such outlet is Daily Caller. And I'm telling you what, folks, that is as much as it goes in the direction of the narrative that the CIA Mockingbird Media is pushing, not just on an American scale, but also a worldwide scale. It's propaganda. You know that six corporations, friends, control the narrative, 94% of the narrative worldwide. We also know that the mainstream outlets concerning the news outlets, that's what they call it, they're propaganda outlets, and they're paid useful idiots. Those are the said journalists, those that anchor the news. That's all controlled by the Mockingbird Media. This is a fact. We know this to be true. And I'm saying that for the very reason that if you go to the Daily Caller, I get a lot of their stuff. I just found out just the other day, friends, that this is all Tucker Carlson. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but Tucker Carlson's dad is interconnected with the Bushes and the CIA. And all those guys out there right now that are being sold to you as the good guys, remember, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up, said Albert Pike. That's exactly what's going on. These are the options that you're given. They're two wings to the same bird. Well, that includes those that are pushing the same agenda and their propaganda. The majority of the propaganda that I get are from those that call themselves conservatives. That's why we call them yesterday's liberals. And many of them are controlled operatives. Now, you can go ahead and take that for what you want, or you can keep pretending that it's not happening, but I am telling you firsthand, friends, that's exactly where the majority of the propaganda comes from, is from those that call themselves the conservatives. And again, I would beware of Daily Caller in a big, big way. And I could take the time and spend on more of these said useful idiots that you think are the good guys. No, they're controlled opposition. They're all bought and paid for. That's why they're all going the same direction. Another one, and I'm just bringing this up as it comes to my mind, friends, was OAN. They have some good articles. They have some really good stuff. And it's amazing to me that last week I received an email from them, and they were selling Trump knives. And I'm just thinking, really? I mean, all of you people that think you have a hold of the truth and you can't see things for what they are? Are you kidding me? Nope. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And I believe that some of them are purposefully and willfully blind and deaf. Read Jeremiah 5:21. My goodness, folks, wake up to the fact that Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. I want to highlight one more. Another one is Christian Post. Folks, I have highly suspected whoever's behind them is pushing the agenda as well, the propaganda agenda. And I'll tell you what I got today was a mouthful, only to prove the point once again. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the discerning of spirits, which are found in 1 Corinthians 12, because it's spot on. And I'll highlight more of that on the other side of this hard break when it comes to Easter. But remember, Jesus said, beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines, right, of the Herodians, the conservatives of the day. He said, beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines of the professors that claim to be the children of God. He said, go right down the center, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Then you're beginning to go forward when it comes to taking ground for the kingdom. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, so I was just bringing up the point during the last segment concerning Christian Post. A lot of these conservative outlets, they're bought and paid for. I know that a lot of people believe, well, if we use the left, we'll use them as the standard because that's what the said right is doing. For those that understand, there's no difference between the right and the left. They're two wings to the same bird. First of all, we're a constitutional republic. We're not ruled by unconstitutional policies or parties. Read Article 4, Section 4. But what's interesting is the right uses the left as the standard. And if that wasn't true, then why does the left get away with what the right tolerates? It's a sliding scale of duty, and this is what happens when the people leave off God's moral law. We're called to magnify the law like Jesus did, right? Isaiah 42:21, going over to Hebrews 10:7 as well. Also look at Jesus, who didn't come to abrogate the moral law, make distinction between ceremonial and moral law. What did he do? He magnified it, Matthew 5:17. And we can see that the church is to establish it through faith in Romans 3:31. And because we've left off God and Jesus Christ as the standard, well, we allow what they call themselves on the right and on the left. Notice who wins the game every day, friends. The left does, and the right does nothing because you've been conditioned to believe that this is their job to do nothing but highlight the crimes of those they tolerate on the left. No, the fact of the matter is if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. We're ruled by law in this country. Now, the reason that I'm bringing this up right now, friends, is because Christian Post, as I was highlighting during the last segment, is another one of those propaganda outlets. They're watering the church down. Matter of fact, I was having a conversation with Tim yesterday, and I said, you know what we've lost in this country? We've lost the Puritans' obedience. We've lost the puritanical doctrine and holding to the Word of God. And what am I highlighting? I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I'm talking about understanding that we are a blood-bought people, Revelation 1:5. I'm talking about, and if we understood that we were a blood-bought people, out of gratitude, we would walk in what? Be ye holy as I am holy, right? We've lost the element of holiness, absolute obedience, selling ourselves out and loving the Lord our God's with our whole mind, our whole strength, our whole heart, everything to do with us, and loving our neighbors ourselves. That's a thing of the past in America, and we need to get back to the Lord and understand that without holiness, the Bible says, we will not see the Lord. So we better understand when Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, that's exactly what he meant. There is a discipline to this walk in a big way. And it's called self-crucifixion and denying yourself and taking up your cross. So aside of that, I want to go back to the point that I was just highlighting. Christian Post is out there just pushing a bunch of nonsensical, heretical views. And the new one is how this mega church, this just came out yesterday, it was a mega church, and it showed that they were just having this extravaganza of an egg hunt with a big picture of a bunny and all the kids in the church running after little eggs. Hey, guys. When people say to me, and I heard it for the last couple days, Happy Easter, Brad. No, it's not Happy Easter. That's a pagan holiday. Has nothing to do with the bunny. Has nothing to do with eggs in any sense of the word. It has everything in the world to do with Jesus Christ and him crucified and his resurrection. I turned around and I say, Happy Resurrection Day, folks. And it's amazing when you respond to it scripturally, oh, they just light up and they totally agree with it. But I just educated them. I just planted the seed that needed to be in their hearts and in their minds. Wait a second. That's right. That's what this is about. But why would an outlet like the Christian Post be, why would they be highlighting a big bunny with kids running around looking for eggs? Locally, I'm seeing this within churches. These big Easter signs. Come on out for the egg hunt. The Easter egg hunt. With big bunnies on their signs. I'm thinking to myself, man, then you wonder why nobody can take you serious because you don't even know your own message. Therein lies the problem. You want people to believe what you don't yourself don't even believe. You hypocrites. Let me educate you a little bit on this, okay? What's Easter truly about? I just told you. The meaning of Easter is Jesus Christ's victory over death. His resurrection symbolizes and confirms that eternal life that is given to all who, what? Believe in him. Believe is a verb. It's an action word. The meaning of Easter also symbolizes the complete verification of all that Jesus preached and taught. Okay? If he had not risen from the dead, he would have not been just another teacher or a prophet. However, his resurrection gave the final and irrefutable proof that he was really the Son of God. And, you know, I can give you a prime example of what I'm talking about right now. Isn't it interesting that when somebody, for example, let's say that they're just walking outside and they stub their toe. What's the first thing that comes out of the people's mouth? Is it Hare Krishna? Is the first thing that comes out of their mouth Buddha? Is the first thing that comes out of their mouth Allah? No. The first thing that comes out of their mouth is a curse word. Taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Oh, by the way, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh this name in vain. Folks, why do they always have to curse God? You ever notice even movies of old? Isn't it interesting now they're doing this in commercials? Isn't it interesting how they just have to say GD it or JC it? In a cursive way? Yeah, they're bringing a curse back on themselves. But they're not going out there and saying the names of false gods. No, they're saying the name of the living God. The living God, friends. And what are they doing? They're cursing the living God's name. Why? Because the curse of God and the wrath of God abides upon them, which only proves again that he is the Lord God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he is alive forevermore. Also notice that all of these religions are coming together. And what are they all aimed out at on a worldwide basis? At Christianity. Why? Because he's the one that's alive forevermore. Hey, when you talk to an atheist, what do they want you to believe? They want you to believe that God doesn't exist, and they spend their whole life trying to prove to you that the God that they say they don't believe doesn't exist. Isn't that crazy? Hey, folks, I want to tell you something, too. Isn't it also interesting that the Bible says the devils believe and tremble? I mean, just to show you how reprobate and depraved man is, he's even trying to convince himself that he doesn't even believe in the devil. Okay. All right. How's that working out for you? The devils didn't even commit that act. Whoa, you got to think about what's going on. Let me go back to this. Happy Easter. This is what we're hearing. The feast day of Easter was originally a pagan celebration of renewal and rebirth. Let me say what it really is about. It's the same thing that you see during Christmas. What is it? Santa Claus. The enemy is always trying to put the place of Christ. He always wants to put someone else in his place to distract you from the Christ. That's why there's something called Santa Claus. That's why when you go and look at Easter, that's why they have a big bunny there. Satan is mocking the Lord. He wants you distracted. He wants the kids' eyes on somebody different than the risen Christ. Why? Because he fears and trembles even at the name of Christ, who is alive forevermore, who sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father even now. Blessed be his name in Jesus' name. And we all said, amen, brother. So the feast day of Easter was originally a pagan celebration of renewal and rebirth. See the mockery? Celebrated in the early spring, it honored the pagan Saxon goddess Eastre. It's E-A-S-T-R-E. When the early missionaries converted the Saxons to Christianity, the holiday, since it fell around the same time, the traditional, attached to old customs, memorial of Christ's resurrection from the dead, was merged with the pagan celebration and became known as Easter. And the meaning of Easter, friends, was also changed to reflect its new Christian orientation. That being the case, why are said Christians still celebrating Easter with a pagan twist? I'll tell you why. Because they're not Christians. How can I walk together with something that's not true with the true? How can two walk together lest they be agreed? You have to be agreed with what you're promoting, especially when it comes to your kids, when you put a bunny and eggs in the place of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. It shows you and it shows your kids your hypocrisy. Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by your children. How much of a hypocrite you really are to put a bunny in the place of the crucified Christ. Who, by the way, Paul said his eyes were evidently set forth on the crucified one. Folks, Puritans of old, men of old that knew the Christ and the Holy Ghost bore witness to them, which is through the cross, not around the cross. Isn't it interesting, folks, that they studied the five wounds? I mean, we're just talking about Christ crucified. We're not even going in on the wounds of Christ, the blood in the water. Hey, folks, Christians that celebrate Easter with the bunny and eggs, they're not Christians. That's a pagan twist. So what does the Easter bunny and eggs have to do with Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection? Absolutely nothing. Okay? Let's practice what we preach, because we're going to be held accountable for every single word and every idle thought on Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden telling reporters he plans on visiting the port of Baltimore where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed next week. Large cranes on barges being brought in by the U.S. Navy. The goal is to remove all of the heavy metal from the collapsed bridge and get the area open as soon as possible. Here is Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
With a salvage operation this complex, and frankly with a salvage operation this unprecedented, you need to plan for every single moment, and every time you take action to move a piece of wreckage, you understand that that requires you to reassess the situation.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just looking at live chat right now. For those that think that the Lord is crying, he's not crying. He's angry. The wrath of God through judgment is being unveiled and unleashed little by little on the American people. And if you know anything of what the Word of God declares, there is knowing the terror of the Lord that we persuade men in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And also understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. You might want to understand his character. It's righteousness and judgment. Read Psalm 97. And the heart of God is Jeremiah 9:24. So to suggest that, and I'm not saying this is a backhand to anybody, but I'm just saying understanding the character of God, that is the importance of understanding the Old Testament and the fulfilling of it in the New. It truly is. Because I know people want to put the Lord up as if he's some little pansy pushover and he's just like us. No, Scripture tells us just the opposite. You thought that I was altogether one such as yourself, and I'm not. I'm going to set things in order. Read Psalm 50, and you'll understand. He said, "Consider this, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver." See, now people really walked in the fear of God, and I'm talking about filial, not diabolical. They'd walk completely different in the sense that they do. They would depart from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. And I also think about what it says in the book of Thessalonians 2. And I think about how, again, it's a fulfilling of it. And also understand something, folks, under the law, Yeah, judgment is very severe, but under grace, the judgment is much more fierce. Read Hebrews 10. When you go to the New Testament, what does it say? In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with the everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Put it, folks, my goodness. It's amazing how people have characterized Jesus as this little pansy walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything is okay. That is not him at all. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And what does it tell us in the book of Exodus chapter 15? I believe it's verse 2. The Bible says he is a man of war. My goodness. And he's the one that brings the truth, that divides. Look at the resurrection of Christ in Revelation chapter 1. Look at who he is risen. I mean, we better put things into perspective. And if we really had a good perspective and we had preachers preaching the word of God because they understood that they were washed in the blood and they were thankful and out of gratitude, they walked in holiness, we would all understand what we're talking about when we're making reference to the scriptures. Know his character, folks. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Okay? If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582. I'm going to start knocking this out of the park. 1-866-582-9933. You ready for this? Okay, so you have another good guy, Youngkin, Governor Youngkin, out of Virginia. Remember how he sold himself as a good guy and the people in Virginia think he's a good guy? No, folks, when are you going to figure out they're not elected by the people? They're selected and then they're planted. We've known this since the 1930s because the president, Roosevelt, blurted the truth out in his confusion when he told us so. But if you want to keep pretending, you can, but you're only adding strength to tyranny, and that's exactly what's happening. Why am I saying that? Well, look at this. Governor Youngkin signs a bill codifying the right to same-sex marriage in Virginia. Really? Wow, that's pretty crazy. How does he reconcile that with God's moral law? I want to tell you this. America is now going headlong into the hell that they're allowing their said representative, limited government representatives, to lead them to. When you start advocating for what God calls an abomination, I'm just talking about sodomites, two men with two men and two women with two women, you're already advocating what God calls an abomination. But when you start to create things out of thin air, homosexual marriage has never been in the history of mankind. Why? Because God didn't ordain it. But what do you have the state doing? You know, if it was true that there's lines between church and state, which there is to be found nowhere in any founding document, you would think that the people would understand that the government needs to back off. No. Let me put that into perspective for you. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said that there was an erected wall barring the government from interfering into the affairs of the church. That's right. But now they're just having a free hand at it by creating things out of thin air. What Youngkin is doing here and what other states are doing is they're advocating for what God clearly condemns. But again, now they're advocating for something that has never been in the existence of mankind. They are now inviting and daring the justice of God. And that justice, when it falls, it's going to fall on everybody, including the accomplices that tolerate the crimes of the likes of this said representative. Every country deserves the government it has, friends. He's acting out in accordance with it the American people are tolerating. He's only doing whatever you let him get away with. I want you to think about this. Never in the history of mankind has there ever been any such thing as called same-sex marriage. Oh. Hey, Capernaum, who is exalted to heaven, you shall be brought down to hell, America. because you're allowing your said representatives to create out of thin air whatever it is that their sick, reprobate minds create. Incredible, to say the least. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg here, friends. I wanted to show you this, too. 19 said good guys in Wyoming. I'm not making this up. Thepostmillennial.com, 19 Wyoming Republicans block a bill to legally define man and woman. Don't tell me they're not controlled opposition. Don't tell me their allegiance isn't to those that are controlling them, because they are. They have handlers. I played a video for you last week in Colorado alone where the good guys, the real good guys, were doing their best to put a stop to the crime of pedophilia under Jared Polis, who happens to be the governor, who is a sodomite. He's a pedophile. I warned you guys about him 10, 12 years ago. I got a video on it, right? Now the whole, what they call the Democratic Party, the left side, which doesn't exist again, every single one of them blocked any consequence, any punishment for anybody that violates a child. I'm not making it up. This is a reflection of the American people and what they tolerate. Now in Wyoming, we have 19 said good guys block a bill to legally define man and woman. Oh, my goodness. And notice the era, the time era that they come from. They're the hippie generation, aren't they? Yep. That's exactly what you're seeing. A bunch of perverse abominations is exactly what they are. Okay? Wanted to show you this too, just to show you that this is who they are. This is who they've always been. I wish people would listen to me a long time ago, but I suppose the censorship and the suppression probably doesn't help in getting the message out. But we're going to get it out one way or another, and that's why we continuously get up day after day and continuously preach the truth, regardless if the devil likes it or not, in Jesus' name. Amen? Apparently, he has forgotten that Jesus was made manifest to destroy his works. And that's what the church is called to do on this earth as it is in heaven. That's how his will is done on this earth as it is in heaven, when we obey him because we love him. Right? Look at this. This should come as no surprise. Biden's popular drag queen, again, times 1,000, accused of multiple sexual assaults by young men. It's all premised on man-boy sex. Do you hear me? 20 years later, do you hear me? Remember, I was a bigot and I was a hater? Now everybody knows what I was saying was the truth. You ready for another one? I warned that what was going to happen is when the people in this country gave the green light to men that were preying on boys in schools, because I was doing a lot of high school assemblies during that time, I knew that they were going to start coming out week by week concerning the crimes being committed against innocent kids, right? Well, look at this. Two LGBTQ, doesn't exist, San Diego area said educators arrested on child sex crimes again and again and again and again all day long. This is happening. Here's another one. This is a groomer found in third grade. That's what they mean to do. That's why they're kicking. I want to say this, and I should have brought that into my notes today. I'm hearing more of this about how we can't have Christ in school. I'm here to tell you, you forfeited those rights. God gave you rights, and when you don't exercise those rights, you are forfeiting those rights. You've never lost the rights. Okay? No, you've given them up. And what's worse than that is not only have you given up what you declared that you believe in, but you've given your kids over to those that you claim are your absolute sworn enemies to raise them up for you. Oh my goodness. 22:5. Read it when you get a moment. Hang on a second. I just want to make sure. Proverbs, okay, Proverbs, yep, just double-checking something, live radio, no, 22:6, forgive me, 22:6. Folks, I'm going to play a video for you on the other side. Notice the numbers are increasing right now. And I suspect that we have agencies that are sitting in on what we're doing here. And I think when they get nervous about something, they want all their little cohorts, their little devils from hell, their minions, to join in and watch. So I'm going to show this video to you in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this. This is a... that's pretty crazy. Yeah, I'll just let it do the talking for itself. Check this out.
Elk Grove's Pleasant Grove Elementary School say they were alarmed to discover a third grade teacher was allowed to personally invite all the third through sixth grade classes to a new LGBT club he was starting called the UBU Club. Education activist Heidi Moore discusses the club.
Their children were essentially being recruited, some as young as second grade, by a teacher there. And he was going around telling them that if they, it was a club for boys who crush on boys or girls who crush on girls, but that anyone could come because there were fun games that you couldn't find anywhere else.
Moore says permission slips were required for all other clubs and that all available activities were listed in the weekly newsletter.
It just seems that everything they did was very obviously trying to hide it from parents because they didn't require permission slips. They didn't tell parents. Yep, so they didn't put it in the newsletter just, and they held it at
taking
lunchtime.
The initiative.
The club's organizer, teacher Daniel Bishop,
going after the kids.
Shared a photo on Facebook of a t-shirt that reads, "I'm the teacher Fox News warns you about," writing, "I think I found my back to school shirt." Parents took their complaints and questions to the Elk Grove Unified School Board at a school board meeting earlier this month.
This board has created a district culture where child sexualization isn't the exception. It's the rule.
The establishment of a gay club in elementary school raises concerns about age
appropriateness. Okay, so I want to make clear, you all understand that these people that are complaining about what's going on in public schools are ignorant enough to have their kids in the public schools being groomed by a bunch of sodomites who mean to make them a prey in the first place. I just want to make clear that you understand. So what you're seeing right here is hypocrisy on display. No, it shouldn't be in the schools. But the government should be condemning the crime, but they're not condemning the crime. They're advocating for the crime, and they're trying to normalize the crime, and they're trying to take the parents and get them out of the way so they can have a free hand at committing crimes against children at will. That's what's going on here. So I don't feel sorry for the parents. I feel for the kids. Okay, because the parents are a bunch of hypocrites for having their kids in the first place. But they're there. But the good news is, I know there's a lot of people pulling their kids out of public school. They're the smart ones. They're the ones paying attention. And you know what I get to hear constantly, friends, at every event I speak at? You know, the good thing is you know, they don't do that in my school. Now, I guarantee you, if it's not there, it's coming if you don't put a stop to this. These are crimes. They're called felonious crimes that are being committed by your government. And advocating for these crimes. This is where 325.9 million people are supposed to take the initiative and stand up and deal with them lawfully. But they don't have time to do that, do they? No, they're too busy watching movies, right? Going to football games, you get the point, entertaining themselves. Out of taking responsibility for their children. Their children are going to grow up and they are going to despise their parents. Mark my words. They will. Okay, so this goes on and it goes on and it goes on. This is stuff everybody in this country knows is happening right now. I got a question for you. What are you doing about it? Americans, what are you doing about it? I've taken the time to do 365 public high schools, man. And when I was out there, I had every major network trying to demonize me, polarize me, harass me, death threats. The list goes on, which none of it deterred us because we know in whom we believe. We know that he's all powerful. We know what he does with his children in protecting them when he said, touch not mine anointed. We understand that. And so do the bad guys, by the way. But see, most people don't know the Lord that way because they don't obey the Lord that way. See, they want the God of David, but they don't want to do what David did. They want to know the God of Moses, but they don't want to do what Moses did. They want to see the God of Peter, but they don't do the things that Peter did. They want to see the promises of Christ fulfilled in their life, but they've never been to Christ. And then they wonder why there's no fruit. To he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath not the Son hath not life. Let me say this too. 1 John 3:6, 1 John 3:9. He that saith he abideth in Christ sinneth not. That's grace. Read John 8:11 as well when you get a moment. Okay, so you've seen that. Oh, I wanted to highlight this too because I know most people think that somehow or another Chick-fil-A is this Christian organization. You are sadly mistaken. These are the clowns, friends, under false pretenses that pretend to be so. These are the ones that were busted supporting Southern Poverty Law Center, a communist subversive organization attacking ministries like mine. Matter of fact, I think I'm number one or two on their list. Praise God. Praise God. They hate the truth that you claim that you love. They hate it, right? Chick-fil-A distanced itself from a franchise owner charged with sex crimes. I want to say this, and I don't know how far I'm going to go with this, but I will say what I need to say. And I've said it before, and I'm just going to say it again. I receive a lot of emails from the outside. Don't know who they are. And it seems like the more I unsubscribe, I'll get about 5 or 6 new ones coming in on me, right? Coming from conservatives. You do know that the FBI has, and in FBI, by the way, those that are a part of that unconstitutional agency, have been busted in child pornography. The FBI created something called Operation Pacifier. What they do is they take child porn and then they append it to their political opposition and then accuse them of crimes that they're guilty of committing. I've never seen it. I want to tell you that right now. I know that there's other people on a national platform that have been accused of this, but I just want to make clear that I never open up emails from who those from people that I don't know. I never do. Okay. I've never seen that. And by the grace of God, I will never, ever see that. But I do want you to know that things are getting more intense out there. And the bad guys want to accuse you of the crimes that they're guilty of, like their father, the devil, Revelation 12:10. Because they want to take down their political opposition. I'm just saying this for a lawful record. I'll say it every once in a while just to hold things in check. Okay? Never seen it ever a day in my life. Have nothing to do with it. I don't have time for it. I don't have time for it. I was just thinking about saying something else, and I just thought, you know, no, I'm good. But I was told today by somebody that has a security clearance that we need to start taking measures to protect ourselves from these agencies that are trying to accuse Americans of crimes that they're guilty of. You've seen this with January 6th. Okay? There's still 956 people in jail right now, political prisoners for exercising their First Amendment, because the message they want to send me and you is, don't you dare think you're going to stand up against us. We don't care about your rights. You're going to listen to us. And this is where it comes down to, who do you fear more, God or man? Because if you're going to fear man, you're going to bring a snare, and what you're doing is you're encouraging them to commit more crimes against innocent people. Okay? You got to wake up to what's going on in America. This isn't a joke. You're in a warfare. You're under attack by federal and state government agencies, is what you are. And you know it. And you know it, okay? As the treason continues, we're going to be talking about next hour, gun sales skyrocket. Well, don't get too excited about that, because the government just came in and created another agency to target their political opposition in hopes of disarming them before they continuously push forth their unlawful totalitarian agenda. I'm not making this up. You already see what's going on nationally. You see who's responsible for it. Now they're going for the Second Amendment again, friends. They want to make sure that you are disarmed in the face of those criminals that they are drawing in. And I'm going to highlight during that during the second hour. I want to show this to you before the end of the first hour, just to show you these are the people that they're putting in place on purpose. This is what Adolf Hitler did. This, according to Post Millennial, going back to my point I was just highlighting, Nickelodeon employed five men who were convicted of child molestation, pornography, and the second accused of pedophilia. Of course. These are the networks. Why? Because they'll do the unthinkable. And they're doing the unthinkable. Also wanted to show you this. This is the Patriot Chronicle. Somehow or another, they're getting a special pass, all these sodomites are. And we have this guy. He's walking down the street naked with the flag. Okay, and I'm going to spare you the details. But folks, just think about how emboldened these people are going to be. And I want to make clear that you all understand that God condemns these crimes, and so do state statutes throughout the United States of America. Why is the government, why are your representatives not enforcing the law? Also wanted to show you this, Doritos trans brand ambassador. Hey folks, ban these clowns, these criminals. Trans brand ambassador tweeted about doing depraved things to a 12-year-old. Look what's going on, friends. This is their fascist state showing allegiance to hell. And they act like they're sowing these seeds and they're not going to reap them. Folks, it's time that you remind them. You are the law. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.